Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I am so glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. It's Monday, December 4th, and we are going to take a little departure from our normal format, if you'll allow me. And normally what we do on this show is we usually will take a news topic of the day. We break down the complexities of it, put it into a practical understanding of the topic, and then teach us how to navigate conversations around it where we win people to our values. We're going to be doing a lot of that coming into 2024, into the election year. I promise that I won't let you down on that. We're going to be doing that a lot. But what I'd like to do, since today officially marks the Christmas season, I'd like to instead take this balance of our time that we have in 2023 and build us up to handle, to kind of face what's coming in 2024. I think it would be more helpful for us to really, in our spirit, to just remind us of some really important truth that God gives us in the Bible. And I guess to sort of get us prepared spiritually for the battle that's ahead in 2024, not just the election battle, but the spiritual battle that will ensue as a result of that. What do you think? Does that sound good to you? So I know we're all super busy. It's the Christmas season. We've got a lot to do. We've got lots of plans. We're trying to, you know, accommodate a lot of people, all of that. So these segments will just be short, 10 minutes or less each day, but it's an opportunity for us to just stay connected and build ourselves up, like I said, as we face 2024. So the first thing that's on my heart that I want to share with you today is the idea of rest in Jesus. I was reading in the Bible the other day, and this hit me. I mean, I've read this passage many, many times, but it hit me differently that day. When I was reading about Jesus being seated at the right hand of the Father, and that we are seated in heavenly places with Jesus as a result of what he did by coming to this earth as a baby, growing into his ministry, spending those years with the disciples, kind of training them up, dying on a cross for our sins as the final sacrifice for that sin, the innocent blood that was shed for us. He descended then into hell. He conquered death, and he was raised on the third day, ministered for a while longer here on earth before he ascended to heaven. And he's coming back for us soon. But when he ascended to heaven, he now is seated at the right hand of the Father because he, as he said on the cross, it is finished. He has already done everything that needs to be done for us to be reconciled to God. So it all starts with his birth here that we celebrate this month. So the idea of him being seated, though, when I was reading this the other day, it just hit me so differently that he's not up there struggling. He's not up there worried about what's going on down here. Like, none of this is a surprise to him. All of this that's going on, all of the horrible things that are going on in the world, he's already made a path for us through it and on the other side of it. So when he says that we need to keep our mind on eternal things, we need to keep our mind on him, keep our eyes on him, I don't think that's just some cliche he left us that sounds good. I think that when I was reading that the other day, I got the commentary was so profound because it said that as we're striving and we're worried and we're anxious and all these things somebody said in the commentary, they said, you need to just spiritually take a rest. Because if we are actually seated with him in heavenly places, our spirit, yes, we're in bodies here on this earth, but we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So in our spirit, we are already seated with him in heavenly places. So we need to just take a rest, take a seat. Like, I think some things we can do is to just be really mindful of what we're putting on our schedule. Like, I haven't arrived in this area. The other day, I wore myself out because I loaded my schedule up too full and I paid for it the next day. I had a splitting headache all day. I couldn't shake. I'm just not as young as I used to be, so I can't handle as many things. But I think what we can do in the practical is we can be led by the Holy Spirit. Like, what do I need to say yes to? What can wait? Not be worried about what we might miss out on, that FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. We don't need to be worried about that. It's just, Lord, what do you want me to do today? How do you want me to honor you with my time today? And if somebody asks you to do something and you really, really want to do it, don't say yes right in that moment. Like, we can step back and we can say, you know, I really, really want to say yes. I really want to do it. But would you give me just a few hours to go home and check my schedule? Let me see what I've got going on around that same time. Because if I say yes, I want to make sure that I can show up for you at my best. And so will you just give me a few minutes to check my schedule and then I'll get back to you. And that kind of buys you some time to let the emotion die down, to check with the Lord and see if that's something you really need to do, need to put on your calendar. And learning to be really present in the moment that we're in, not constantly thinking, you know, what we're going to do next or the things that are coming on our schedule tomorrow. Just being really present where we are is another way that we can rest in our spirit. That's something I've been working really, really hard on. I'm trying to master that. I haven't mastered it yet, but I'm trying to just be mindful, remind myself to just rest. But I'll leave you with this thought that when we chase things or we strive for things, it's kind of like chasing a butterfly. Like, you chase it and then it runs from, it flies away and it lands on the next thing. And then you run to that and it chases, you know. So it's like this, it's always going to evade us, right, when we chase it. But when we just simply rest and we hold our hands out, then we attract it. And a lot of times it will just land on us. So I think that's the same with peace and with rest, that if we just will stop, we just take a seat and let it land on us what God has for us. So let me pray with you. And I hope this has been helpful for you today. And as we go through this Christmas season, like I said, we're just going to take a slight departure, build our spirit up, get ready for what's ahead. Short little segments each day. And I hope they'll bless you. So Father God, I just thank you so much for this precious woman listening today. Lord, I ask you to be so faithful that I know you are, Lord, but faithful in reminding us that we need to just take a rest, that we are seated with you, Lord, that you're not in a hurry. You're not stressing out. Lord, help us remember not to. We are seated with you in heavenly places and that we just need to take a seat. Lord, I just thank you for her. I thank you for the purpose you have for her life. And Lord, I just ask you to bless her and her family in every way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Hope you have a great rest of your evening, and I will see you back here tomorrow. Lady up.